Hello, welcome to Going Disney, a place for all to learn more about Disney World and its various events. I'm Brandy Myers.
And I'm Jessica Williams, and we are coming to you from the Carolinas to fill you in today about a favorite Disney World event of ours, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
There are many things to do at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, such as the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular,
Happy Hallowicious Fireworks Show,
Boo to You Halloween Parade,
the Cadaver Dance Barbershop Quartet,
Scream-a-ween dance party,
Hallowicious dessert party, and of course,
trick-or-treating.
We will give you a brief overview of each of these activities before welcoming dedicated Disney World connoisseurs and pass holders Brandy Goodson and Jenny Call to the show. They are going to discuss some of their favorite Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween party moments and tips and tricks to getting the most out of your experience. So without further ado, let's jump into Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
In Disney World's Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, the Sanderson sisters from 1993's cult favorite Hocus Pocus host the wickedest party in all of Disney. Along with infamous Disney villains such as Oogie Boogie and Maleficent, Winifred, Mary and Sarah conjure a night of fun on Main Street, USA that includes spooky songs and devilish dances, which will surely cast a spell on you.
In Magic Kingdom Park, the Happy Hallowicious Fireworks Show sets the night on fire with its brilliant displays of fireworks and keep you spellbound with haunting music. A variety of Disney villains scare the night away with classic Disney tunes such as Poor Unfortunate Souls from The Little Mermaid and Grim Grinning Ghosts from the Haunted Mansion attraction. The 12-minute long show will leave you howling for more.
The Magic Kingdom also hosts Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade. For 20 minutes, the Headless Horseman leads a procession of frightening floats filled with Disney characters at their Halloween finest. With fan favorites from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the parade promises a scary ghoul time.
Don't forget to head out to Frontierland to see the musical stylings and deadpan humor of the Cadaver Dance. They sing a variety of spooky Disney hits such as Cruella de Vil and Ghost Riders in the Sky. The Cadaver Dance puns and tunes will leave you cackling.
Join Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc. at the Scream-a-ween dance party in the Magic Kingdom. From 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., have an unearthly delightful time dancing the night away. Popular family-friendly musical hits carve through the night to inspire the dancer in all of us.
Make sure you reserve some time to head to Tomorrowland for the Hallowicious dessert party. Prepare to have your taste buds tempted by delights such as chocolate-dipped strawberries, cupcakes, hot cider, and hot chocolate. Enjoy stunning views of Cinderella's castle throughout the evening. While the prices may be blood-curdling, a steep $84 for guests 10 and up and $50 for guests 3 to 9, the delightful views and tongue-tingling treats make it worth your while.
In addition to all of the wicked fun of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, children are invited to trick-or-treat throughout the different lands of Disney World.
Disney World even makes accommodations so that children with food allergies may participate in trick-or-treating. Now that you have the idea of the ins and outs of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, let's welcome Brandy Goodson and Jenny Call to the show. Brandy and Jenny are dedicated Disney World guests and pass holders. They visit multiple times a year, and they have been to multiple Disney holiday special events. Brandy's absolute favorite event throughout the year is Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Today, we're going to talk to her about her experiences there and get Jenny and Brandy's insider's tips and tricks to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Welcome, Brandy and Jenny. Jenny?
Welcome, Brandy and Jenny.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Brandy and Jessica.
This may get confusing. Maybe let's call you Brandy G and Brandy M so we keep things straight around here.
That'll work for me. So, Brandy G, what can you tell me about your very first experience at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party?
I loved everything about it. What kind of took me by surprise is I was surprised at how well everyone was in costume. The costumes were amazing. People really, they came to do Disney. The costumes were really just phenomenal. Party.
I have a question, Brandy. Do just children dress up?
No, everybody, adults and children.
Jenny, what is your favorite thing about the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party?
It's
kind of a three-way tie. I very much love the fireworks. I love the parade. And I love the castle show, the Hocus Pocus castle show.
Are there any perks available for pass holders during Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party?
One thing you get about being a pass holder is you get all the pictures that are taken. You get your memory maker that's already added to your pass. So that's always a good thing for going to the parties because they have a lot of magic shots available. And a magic shot is when they take a picture and a character or a poison apple or something may show up in your picture when you go look at it. And all those pictures are included with your annual pass. And that's always a good perk. And then also for some of the earlier parties, we're talking about the ones that are in late August and September parties, they will have pass holder rates available, which are sometimes $10 to $20 cheaper than the regular price tickets.
That's awesome. Every little bit helps, I think.
For sure.
Every little bit helps, yes.
All right. Are there any events that you do not particularly enjoy? And if so, why not?
I always want to try all the desserts, the special desserts they have out for the Halloween party. I am a pastry chef. That's what I do for a living. They never live up to my standards. Like a lot of the Halloween party desserts don't, and that makes me sad. I always expect them to be so much better than they are. That doesn't mean that everybody else doesn't like them, but they'll do like a panna cotta. It's this Jack Skellington one. It has Oreos in the bottom, and then it's a vanilla panna cotta, and it's I was like, really? This is not that good. And
they're themed well, and they look fantastic.
They look amazing.
And they make for adorable pictures, but they don't always taste as pretty as they are.
As good as they look.
Aw. So I take it then that you don't think that the dessert party is worth the $84 price point then?
I personally do not. I think $84 for chocolate dipped strawberries and cupcakes and hot chocolate and cider, I don't know if that's very worth it.
I agree. My kids wouldn't be able to eat the whole day before we'd go to that for $84.
Yeah, right. It's like, if we're going to go, you got to eat it all now. You got to eat $85 worth. Yeah.
So from a mom's perspective, which events do your children enjoy the most?
I have three kids, and my boys are both older, and I hate to say this, but they've almost outgrown Disney. They will go, but it's not their pick. Now, my daughter is six, and she loves everything. She's very knowledgeable about Disney, but she loves the Halloween party. She loves dressing up. She was the Evil Queen this year. She loves the trick-or-treating. She loves the short line. She loves everything about the parade. I mean, the parade and the party itself.
So do you have any tips or tricks you can share with our followers so they can get the most out of their trip to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party?
You can get in the park with your ticket starting at 4:00. So that is a good way to get an extra park day. That saves some people some money, because if you're getting in, you're not having to buy that extra park day on your ticket if you're going to the Halloween party that day. If there is any character meet and greet that you are very adamant about meeting, sometimes they might come out a little early. Sometimes they'll go ahead and start the lines. Jack and Sally is a very, very big meet and greet as far as the Halloween party goes. Line up for the parade a little bit early, though, because the Headless Horseman rides, weather permitting, the Headless Horseman rides before the parade about 10 minutes prior, which is always really cool to see.
That'll definitely help our listeners.
I think so, too.
And also, sorry, I just wanted to add that, because Jenny touched on this a little bit, that the Halloween party, a lot of rare characters will come out for the Halloween party that aren't in the parks on normal park days. More of your villains will be out during the party. For meet and greets.
Oh, that's super cool.
This year they had Elvis Stitch.
I saw that.
Aww. They had Elvis Stitch. I didn't go wait in line for him, and I was sad, but they had Elvis Stitch. They do lots of rare characters, ones that you don't normally get to meet.
That's awesome. That's really good information too, because I know that my daughter specifically, she loves the villains, and specifically the Sleeping Beauty villain Maleficent. She's all about Maleficent. Mm-hmm. That would be a good time for her to meet her, I guess.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Brandy and Jenny. You've been very helpful. We really appreciate you coming on Going Disney today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Hopefully.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully, all our listeners now have a good idea of the things to do at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party on your next trip. Please feel free to post comments and questions in the comments section.
Again, thanks to Brandy Goodson and Jenny Call for being our guests. Stay tuned for our next episode as we discuss Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And as always, thank you for being our guest here at Goin' Disney.
Bye.
Bye.